the journey, you have learned a lot. You did your product design, right? You did marketing, you did content, you did sales, you did negotiation, you did meetings, you even cleaned your office, you hired people, you have done HR, you have done management, you have done admin work. So you have done a lot of things. So you should respect yourself.
What's good people, in this podcast we are discussing, will I be able to get a job if my startup fails? I hope this podcast would add certain value to your life. Keep hearing.
You would be 100% you would be able to get a job even if your startup fails. I want to say one thing to you, that focus on your startup rather than thinking these kind of bullshit. The second thing would be, just keep in mind that company do not, I'm just like to repeat it one more, company do not hire on the basis of degree. They hire on the basis of experience, the value you are giving, the potential they are seeing in you, or the problem which you are solving for them, right? They do not hire on the basis of degree you have or anything else. They just hire on these four stuff. If you have experience, they would hire you. If they think you are competent enough, or they could invest in you and they would get a profit, they would hire you. If they have a problem and you can solve it, they would hire you, right? So they do not hire on the basis of a degree. As a startup founder, you should respect yourself more, because while working in a startup, you have learned a lot of things. Before, I would like to say one more thing, that before I did my startup, I was a different person. Now I am a different person. Why this change happened? Because when I was working as a startup founder, I did a lot of things. From cleaning my office, to cleaning, to doing meetings with big people, I have done a lot. I have negotiated, I have done a lot of things. Now I am creating videos. So as a startup founder, you do a lot of things. So you should respect yourself. You should understand that in the journey, you have learned a lot. You did your product design, right? You did marketing, you did content, you did sales, you did negotiation, you did meetings, you even cleaned your office, you hired people, you have done HR, you have done management, you have done admin work. So you have done a lot of things. So you should respect yourself, right? And you should understand that even if your startup failed, nothing happens. You can do another startup. Or if you do not want to do that, in meanwhile you want to earn some money, or you do not want to do startup, you can easily find a job. Even if your startup fails and you lack the money and you want to do a startup, you can easily get a job in a call center, because while doing a startup, your communication skill would reach to the next level, because you were doing sales and marketing. So you would be easily able to get 25 to 30,000 rupees call center job on point. On point. So just make sure that you do not think like this, that will I be able to get a job if my startup fails, or blah 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 blah. You should focus on working on a startup, you should focus on making it profitable, you should focus on growing a good business rather than thinking about these things, that what will I do if my startup fails, right? I quit my college, right? I quitted my college because I should be able to do my startup. If I would have think like that, I would not have a company right now. I would be just a college kid looking for a job. I would just now graduated 2 years back, and I would be doing some programming job. Today we are a company of 40 people. I hired 40 people. I am giving employment to 40 people. So you should think the other way around. You should focus on the work. Everything falls apart. Everything falls in place, not apart. Thank you. I hope this video added certain value to your life. Thank you.